Before we get to Boone, because I thought he had a very good day managing. I got to hand it to him. And a bad day explaining injuries. I was surprised. Now, I didn't watch the game live. What I did is, you know, after I was done, got my son to sleep, me and my wife watched the show. I said, okay, I'm going to start the game one from the beginning. Like, why not?
Right, right.
While I start the Met game. Hopefully, you don't flash the score. I watched the Yankee game. Game took 2 hours and 10 minutes. It was ridiculous. I watched the second game. I end up catching up. Okay, great. I didn't realize that because the game was so quick, they waited an hour before they started game two.
Did they really?
And it makes sense because think about this. The ticket for game two is the original game, 6:35.
Right, right, right.
Remember, the doubleheader starts at 3.
Well, it was a single admission, though.
It was a single admission doubleheader. But again, the original game is 6:35.
Right, I understand.
So it starts at 3. Game's 2 hours, 10 minutes. It's over by 5:10. If you start the game at 5:40, which they could have, which you'd normally do, all the people that were going to the originally scheduled 6:30 game misses the first three innings.
That's true.
So I get it.
Yeah. And that game went pretty fast, too, because I did, when I was watching the Mets, but I did jump over, and I was very surprised, like the seventh inning at 8:30 at night.
2 hours and 30 minutes.
Unbelievable.
So think about that.
That is unbelievable.
Now, you did have that delay in the middle, which I'm defending because
I totally
get that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why when the first game starts, no one's there, because most people who are going to the game are going to the second game.
Right, right, right. Plus, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little different situation.
Well, it was a gorgeous day, though.
Oh, it was tremendous.
But
yesterday was beautiful.
First game was 2:10 or 2:11. The second game was 2:29. Are you kidding me?
That
Major
is amazing.
League Baseball?
That is amazing.
Now, here's what I liked about Boone, and I saw some people giving him some heat for it. I thought it was great. We all think that managers fall too much in love with pitch count, like they're almost slaves to pitch count. J-Hap's pitch count was 64 when Aaron Boone took him out in the sixth inning. And I think one of the reactions Hap was not happy, and he reminded Boone there's a doubleheader because maybe Aaron forgot, right? Jay, you weren't pitching well. You had given up 2 home runs in the game. I know he had just gotten a guy out, but I thought Aaron Boone said, I don't care what your pitch count is. Adam Ottavino's better. I'm going to bring him in the game. Tommy Canley's awesome. Lefties can't touch him. I'll go to him later, and then I'll go to Zach Britton, and I have an off day tomorrow. I thought that was Aaron Boone saying, I don't care about pitch count. Yes, your pitch count's low, but you're not that good right now. I'm going to go to the better pitcher, and I like that. And I think sometimes, and I fall victim to this all the time, I see the pitch count up there, and if I see the pitch count's low, I say, well, you got to keep him in the game. Well, what if the guy isn't pitching well? You should still take him out. You shouldn't just stare at pitch count and have that be, you know, what dictates when you make a move. So I thought Boone had a good feel for the game. It wouldn't have surprised me if Happ had given up another home run later on, and he's got this ridiculously awesome bullpen. Adam Ottavino may put guys on base, but he gets out of it most of the time. Tommy Canley has been filthy. And lefties can't touch him. Zach Britton is starting to figure things out. And obviously, they have Aroldis Chapman. If I've got this bullpen and I've got an off day tomorrow, who cares if I have a second game?
Right.
Let me go win the baseball game.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So I love that. Number two was the complete opposite. He let Domingo Germán get through the seventh inning. And I thought that was great because he gives up a hit to Chris Davis, he gives up a hit to Ruiz. They send a mound visit out there. Then he gives up a hard hit line drive that's caught. He throws a wild pitch, walks the next hitter. To me, I was almost like, there's no way he's staying in the game.
Right, right.
And Aaron Boone basically said, I'm putting words in his mouth. He basically said, hey, kid, you're the ace of our team right now. Now go show me. And he got Joey Ricard to get out of the inning. I thought that was awesome. Now, his pitch count was low too, but he allowed a guy who is blossoming before our eyes, and he is blossoming before our eyes, he allowed him to grow up.
What, he got 8 wins now? That's a lot. I mean, still. That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
8 wins, and we're only mid-May.
I thought that what he did getting out of that seventh was maybe the most impressive thing Germán has done, and I give Aaron Boone a ton of credit because I think we live in a world now where the manager doesn't allow you to get out of
that. Right,
he doesn't allow you, especially with such a good bullpen that they have. He said to Domingo Germán, right now, you have become my ace, kid. Show it. And he did. And I thought that was awesome.
Yeah,
so
it's good stuff.
I got to tell you, I thought Aaron Boone had a great, great day yesterday.
Yeah, well, he's had a very good year. I mean, with all the injuries the Yankees have had, and they're 10 games over 500, I mean, you know, Aaron Boone has done a stellar job to this point in time.
But now I have to rip him.
About the injuries?
Well, so here's the thing, and I want to acknowledge that Aaron Boone is, he's the messenger. He's the press secretary, right?
Yes, I understand.
But when you're the press secretary, you got to have the information or else don't say
Sarah
anything.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah, in a way, Sarah Huckabee Boone, right?
Right.
Ari Boone Fleischer.
Ari Boone.
Whatever it is.
Right.
So, Giancarlo Stanton, what the heck's going on with him?
Right.
Brian Hoke, who covers the Yankees, tweeted out an interchange. I think it was just him and Aaron Boone, because I couldn't find audio of it. So, I think it was just Hoke doing a great job reporting. This is what Aaron Boone said. Hoke says, what exactly is Stanton dealing with? It seems like it's been a mystery. Boone says, it's more just shoulder, coming back from shoulder now. So, Hoke says, but what is the shoulder? It's not quite right. I don't know the exact diagnosis. Mm-hmm. He's through the bicep injury, but there's just been this lingering shoulder stuff that he's trying to get knocked out. Basically, it's just coming back from that now and ramping up.
Right, right.
So then Hulk says, it's not a tear in the shoulder, is it? No, it's just whatever. I mean, guys have different stuff going on there, with there. And he's got, I don't know exactly what's going on in there, other than it's obviously not exactly right, or else he would have been back a bit ago, moving in that direction. I think he had like 9 at-bats yesterday, more of the same today, doing his defensive work and running. So I feel hopeful he's moving to really start to get some at-bats and we can start thinking about getting him back. What the hell's he talking about? It's whatever. Stuff's going on. Stuff's in there. Like, that was, he didn't explain anything. I don't even think that was English. And in a way, I feel bad for Boone because obviously he doesn't have the information.
Yeah, it is kind of mysterious with Stanton. I mean, is he doing anything? What is he doing?
Well, he just said he had 9 at-bats.
I don't know where? 9 at-bats where?
Extended spring?
Oh, down in, is that where he is?
But what's the injury? He's on the injured list because of a bicep, right?
Right, right.
Well, now it's done. It's a shoulder. Okay, what's up with the shoulder? It's whatever. I mean, guys have different stuff going on with there, and he's got. What does that even mean? I don't know what's happening right now. And here's the good news for the New
York
Yankees.
What did he say? What was that line again?
Is there a tear in the show? That's
right,
what Hulk
asked. Right.
No, it's just whatever. I mean, guys have different stuff going on with there, and he's got, I don't know exactly what's going on in there, other than it's obviously not exactly right. What the hell is happening?
That sounds like a political talk. No, they answer anything. You ask them a question, and they give you everything but the answer. Well, and that seems to be exactly what Boone did there.
See, there's one of two things going on here.
So he went right from being the press secretary to actually running for something.
Right, he's the politician.
Right, right.
Either he knows what it is and it's bad and doesn't want to say it.
Right.
Or
right.
He has no idea what's going on. And you know what? In his defense, I don't think he knows
what's
going
on. He probably doesn't.
And that's why, like, I'm ripping him, but I feel for him a little bit.
Right,
because
right.
This is a problem Terry Collins had. You got people asking about injuries and he don't know what to say. And what's happening right now for Cashman and the Yankees is this. They are winning so often that we look at this stuff and just kind of laugh and say it's weird.
Right.
If they ever started losing, we'd be going nuts about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, you also be jonesing a lot more for the guys that are hurt now.
Exactly.
Because you don't even miss them at this point because of what they're doing.
You just hit on it. I think that's another reason why this is kind of, okay. Because I think there's a lot of Yankee fans saying, whatever, Giancarlo Stanton.
And a lot of Yankee fans that don't like Stanton anyway.
Sure.
So let's not forget that.
No, and I completely understand it. That's why this isn't our lead story. I get that.
Yep.
But I wanted to point it out because it is so bizarre. And it would be a lead story.
It is bizarre. You're right.
It would be I think it'd be a much bigger story if the Yankees weren't winning. But the good news is these guys have done such a great job filling in. And like I said, I want to give managers credit when I really believe it. I thought Boone was awesome yesterday. I love the way he managed his rotation yesterday and his bullpen. I thought it was awesome. Good for him. But boy, oh boy. Brian Cashman, can you help him out a little bit? Can you throw him something?
Right, right.
I don't know. It's whatever. Yeah. Different stuff's going on.
Well, his mind probably wasn't thinking about the injuries either. I mean, he's probably just worrying about his team right now. Who's actually playing?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they added Kendrys Morales.
Yep. Yeah.
And like I said yesterday, why not? Why not bring him in?
Look, he comes to the Yankees, and he'll, like I said, it'll be like going to Lourdes.
Well.
Like the Fountain of Youth has found you.
He was on base 3 times.
Right, well, of course.
He's off to a good start. Aaron Hicks made his return in the second game of the doubleheader. He did strike out 3 times, but you know what? It's good to have Aaron Hicks back. Luke Voit's getting hot again. He had 3 hits. And Brett Gardner's under the Mendoza line, if you just want to keep track of that. He's now hitting 197. And Mike Tauchman came back for the day. So, but the Yankees took care of business. They have another off day today, and off we
go. Big series with the Rays, right, coming up.
Yeah, another series with Tampa. We're going to get a Tanaka-Snell rematch on Saturday. CeCe versus somebody tomorrow. and the Yankees have a chance, and I think they will overtake them for first place in the American League East.
You would think so.
Right now, it's early. We're a quarter of the way into the season. The American League Manager of the Year is Aaron Boone.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm with you.
It just is what it is.
Yep. Yep.
And the Red Sox are playing a lot better. Give them credit. They won yesterday after they blew a lead against Herman Marquez and the Colorado Rockies. But the Yankees are 10 games above 500. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
It is amazing.
They've lost everybody.
Yep, yep.
So, good job out of them. But, boy, explaining these injuries is a tough one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.